Doug Carr, Scott Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket. Open lines, 248-539-9797. Great to be with you here on a Wednesday in Detroit. If you missed the Adam Schefter stuff from earlier in the show about the Lions' current situation, we'll play it for you today at 105 here on 97.1 The Ticket. Gator, I mentioned an ESPN reporter had, for some reason, reported someone that he saw in the bathroom during a game broadcast. I mean, I don't know that I want to open it up to who famous did you see in a bathroom. Although it's not beneath us. That sounds like a middle of the summer topic. A
friend of mine said he saw Bob Lanier in a bathroom one time and it scarred him for life.
You can stop right there, Gator. You can stop right there. Did he seek therapy after?
Yes.
Is there an equivalent trip to Istanbul? Yes?
Yeah, that one guys aren't talking about.
Bob Lanier, who was a...
What was his nickname?
Dobber. He had like size 23 feet.
I was going to say a big man, but what I meant by that is 6'11", 250. I'll just say that.
That too.
Yep. I told the story about Musburger.
Yes, last week, in fact.
Brent, I'm good. That one.
I mean, I feel like every time I go to a Red Wing game, I run into Steve Eisman in the bathroom.
Is that right?
Happened a few times.
There's no reason to talk at that point, right? You don't.
No, you don't. You just wash my hands.
Okay.
You walk out.
Well, apparently this is from the ALCS broadcast on ESPN Radio. I believe we'll hear Carl Ravitch and Tim Kirkjian with the report. And here we go.
So is it Carl Ravitch you said?
Yeah.
I'm kind of with Carl Ravitch. Is there the rest of the story? Because I'm here for it. Yeah. I want to hear the rest of that story.
The line that there's power in the bathroom. I'm like, what are you referencing?
That's a lot of, could be a lot of things.
Was it, I just saw Nelson Cruz in the bathroom. Don't go in there. Like, what is that going
on? Damn.
Right?
Woo!
Right? Did he get the, how about a courtesy flush?
Yeah. Right, you're kind of right.
What? They pause, too. They're like, all right, is he...
You saw pause in the bathroom?
Yeah.
You know...
That'd be difficult.
This is not something that I've ever thought about reporting at in a Michigan game. It's who I see in the bathroom.
Well... Next time you see somebody of interest,
you know
you're
going to
come.
Do?
You should.
I'm going to save it for the show. I'll save it for here.
Why?
I won't
Why
do it during
you,
the broadcast.
You should do a boat. We you should do it on the broadcast and we replay on the show.
Who famous I see in the bathroom?
Yeah.
I mean, I guess I could.
Come back on the air. John, I just saw Eminem in the bathroom.
So I'm going to be at Illinois this weekend. Hey, you know who I saw in the bathroom?
Vince Vaughn.
Jack Trudeau. Oh.
Jack Trudeau.
Saw Kurt Kittner in the bathroom.
Saw Juice Williams, and guess who didn't pay attention to me?
Yeah.
Juice Williams.
Oh.
Excuse me, are you LeSean McCoy? No, not LeSean. Who is that LeSean McCoy? Who is the running back?
Michael.
Mikel LeSure.
Mikel LeSure.
Yeah.
We had it surrounded.
Yeah.
You think Juice Williams wouldn't even hand you towels though,
no way.
In the bathroom, right? He would just ignore you.
Is that
right?
What he's doing now?
I wonder if Juice Williams would
no.
remember those.
Is he relegated to handing out towels in the bathroom?
That's not what I meant.
Okay.
Anyway, I will probably
He would not hand Doug a towel. Not at all. Doug didn't even, excuse me, can you, and he just look at him like.
I will say one thing about the trip to Illinois.
And hand one to the next guy.
Yeah, probably. Illinois has the best player statue I've ever seen.
Dick Butkus?
The Dick Butkus statue outside their football building.
Yeah, it's good.
It is awesome.
As I recall, it's good.
It's the best sports statue I've ever seen. You can Google search it. It's awesome. Okay, Gator Jeremy Fowler, ESPN, with the following. He, in a story today, posted on ESPN. They did like
a Q&A. Ted Turner in the bathroom?
No. Story posted on ESPN. Is there an edge rusher on the trade market who could help the Lions who just lost Aiden Hutchinson? This is now answered by a number of players. Fowler writes, I can think of a highly productive edge rusher who's averaged nearly 13 sacks per season since 2020. A player who hasn't been on the field all season because he's disgruntled with his current team out of the greater New Jersey area. Hassan Reddick would be an obvious player the Lions can inquire about, and I've been told they have reached out.
Oh, okay.
So there you go.
Well, here's where it would make all the sense. It, like your scenario, right? That he's just trying to get somewhere to play the rest of the season.
Yeah.
And that it's he's willing to not demand the extension. Would that make sense for the Lions to offer up a third-round pick or a second-round pick in 2026 or whatever it is?
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense to get a rental for the last 11 games of the season, because he's not going to play this week, for Hassan Reddick?
I mean, hell yeah.
I mean,
it is to me, and I know Brad Holmes values his draft picks. He probably puts a far greater value on his draft picks than we do, and I can understand why. To him, these are like tickets to good players.
Yeah, and by the way, it does to me too, of course. It's a draft pick down the road that you're not worried about.
Yeah.
But so, it's a big if.
Jeremy Fowler says the Lions have reached out. Are things afoot? Is there things percolating behind the scenes?
I still don't think that he's going to come somewhere without an extension. But I'll be happily wrong if that's the case. Because
mm-hmm.
he is a talented player who fits the need that they lack right now, which is a pass rusher.
Well, here's something else that Dan Graziano adds. The most likely outcome here is they pick through other teams' practice squads for guys that they think are scheme fits. Like signing Isaiah Thomas off the Bengals practice squad Tuesday, that might have no choice but to attack the problem with volume and use a rotation of capable players to try and replace Hutchinson, a superstar who was having an otherworldly season. So, I mean, there's a lot of sure go big, try to go big, but we've seen it reported over and over again. Probably don't expect it.
Let me ask you guys this question. I think all three of us don't think it's realistic the Lions get Max Crosby for one reason or another. Like, he might just not be available, right?
Mm-hmm.
But if he is available, they just traded Davante Adams, and they're looking for a godfather deal, though, and he goes to another team. Is it unforgivable if the Lions don't get him? That means, like, he was available.
I think fans will react that way.
I bring this up real quick to Sorry Gator is because I'm starting to see little, like, rumblings of the Niners should go get Crosby if he's available to pair him up with Bosa. Like, if he goes somewhere else, I didn't even give that a thought. I was like, hey, it's Lions or bust, but.
I mean, to dare to dream down that road, right? If, let's say, he's available and it comes down to San Francisco or Detroit, it would be unforgivable for Lions fans if you were to let him go to San Francisco when you could have had him. Because you would have to feel like there has to be this strong compulsion for him to come back home, play for a team that's really good right now in Detroit, a fan base that'll absolutely freaking love him. Yeah, that's uncomfortable.
I don't think basically the only way to avoid that is to win the Super Bowl. And if they win the Super Bowl, if that deal goes down and he goes somewhere else, now let's be clear here. Where are you hearing these rumblings?
No, I've just seen it on, like, you know, other YouTube chatters. They host these, you know, fan pages and right. just these. I don't even know who's a real journalist anymore, okay?
The line gets blurred.
Yeah, exactly. Or they're just.
What is it, Sports Illustrated?
Something like that.
Cater's eyes, I don't think anything has fallen as much as Sports Illustrated. No.
But, you know, they host these shows and they talk about their teams and, you know, they're like local guys for, you know, the Bay Area or whatever saying, hey, if Crosby's available, why don't we get in the mix?
Yeah. Okay, we will get to your phone calls and feedback coming up and hear what Adam Schefter said about a big deal, how possible a big deal is for Detroit at 105 here on 97.1 The Ticket.